We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM. Listening to this radio station throughout the day will make your day better, and it'll make the people around you happier because you won't be grumpy. you'll be hearing good news and things that are making you better employees, better bosses, better husbands, better wives, better citizens in the community. And so we want to thank you for making this a part of your day. So I'm sitting in a radio studio right now. The air conditioner is working just wonderfully, but if you happen to be in a place where yours is not quite up to par, I want to encourage you to call Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical at 632-9538. 632-9538. Been in the county now for a long, long time, and they are very good at what they do. And so if you need some help with your air conditioning or with your heater, one of these days we're going to get a cold front that comes through, and the temperature is going to start dropping, and my electric bill is going to go down, and I'm going to be so excited about that. But if yours is not working, then you're going to either be cold when you want to be warm, or you're going to be warm when you need to be hot. So you need to call Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical to get that up to par so that you will be the temperature you desire to be. 632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio broadcast. And so we do want to remind you, today is our last Wednesday services before Thanksgiving. Next week we take that week off and prepare for the holiday. We really like for people to spend time with their families and actually get to enjoy that season. I spent a lot of years in retail, and the holidays were so busy and so demanding that you didn't get to spend much time with your families. And now that stores are open on Thanksgiving, and you know, the night before Thanksgiving, and you know, opening at 3 and 4 o'clock on Thanksgiving or on Black Friday morning, all that sort of stuff, family tends to get pushed aside. We don't want that to happen to our church, so we make it available. So vintage service at 11, and we're going to be singing some favorite songs some people have requested. And so we're then at 6, we have our kids ministry, free food for them beforehand, and then classes afterwards. And then also we do want to remind you, this coming Sunday will be our Thanksgiving dinner. This Saturday will be our Thanksgiving meal delivery, and we'll keep you posted and let you know how that goes, and the number of people that we were able to bless throughout the community. And We'll keep you up to date on that. If you do have any prayer requests that you would like for us to join with you about, call us at 454-4263. Let us know, and we will take those needs before the throne of grace. You can also submit those via the church email address, meritassembly@hotmail.com. All of that is one word. You can find that address at meritassembly.com. And so all of those things are things that are ways to reach us. You could also like us on Facebook and submit them that way. But mail, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. Any way that you want to submit a praise report or a prayer request, we would love to take care of helping you pray about those things. So we're going to 2 Peter chapter 2 today. 2 Peter chapter 2. You know, a lot of times, especially with these smaller books, we can just read right through them and scan over them and not really fail to or not really understand or appreciate what God is trying to say to us in His Word. And I believe that the Word of God is inspired. It's God-breathed. It's there for our edification, for rebuke, correction, for exhortation, all of those things. So we need to really pay attention. Let's look at verse number 12. We read through this section at, a little bit at a time so you understand the context, that these are things that God is not endorsing. He's saying these things are things that will kill you, and you need them out of your life. So, verse number 12, but these, like natural brute beasts made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they do not understand and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. So, verse 14, having eyes full of adultery, we touched on that pretty substantially on yesterday's program, and it goes on to say, and that cannot cease from sin. I want you to look at that, and cannot cease from sin. I have a note here that I wrote out, and it says that they are addicted. That they are addicted. An addiction is a habit that you no longer control. The habit now controls you. And when it comes to these sorts of things, it says that these cannot cease from sin. Sin is missing the mark. It is not hitting the target. Sin is doing what God has told you not to do, and at the same time not doing the things that He has told you to do. It is disobedience. It is rebellion to His command. It is something that there is no harmony with the heart of God. Sin is when we are acting like the devil and not acting like God. It is not something to be trifled with, because the wages of sin is death. The soul that sins, it shall die. And it says here that the problem with sin is that it has such a strong allure, and it is such an addicting force, that it creates in you an inability to stop it once you have started it. I've only been offered drugs a couple of times in my life. Only one that I can really remember. I'm just throwing out a second one there as just a possibility. What was kind of interesting was we were doing bus ministry. We were out picking up kids to bring them to church, and there was somebody who in the neighborhood. This is a long time ago. This bus has long since been gone, but this person did not recognize the vehicle that we were in, and it was an old, run down, beat up thing. We were just using it to the glory of God. We getting just about all of the mileage out of it that we could get. We finally had to give it up when it rained outside and more water was coming inside the van than outside the van. We said, you know what, this is a disgrace, and we just got rid of it. But we were out picking up kids for kids ministry, and somebody saw us, and they said, hey, you know, what are y'all looking for? And then they came over to the window, and they saw me, and they said, oh, Pastor. And they realized at that point in time that I wasn't there for something I was addicted to. I was there for someone, looking for someone to minister to. And so they recognized me once they got over there. And so But from what I have been told, that many times people will offer drugs that they will offer the first one for free. They will give you enough free ones to where you get to where you can't live without it. And when you get to that point in time, then you are hooked. My first exposure to that neighborhood was when a man in our church, he had a drug issue, and his wife called a lady in the church, and they said, you know, hey, this person hadn't been heard from in a couple of days, and that's normally a bad thing. And so I said, well, let's go get them out. Here's what I know. Jesus is able to deliver from addiction, whether it is addiction to drugs or addiction to anything else. You see, there are certain things in my life, because of my personality that I have, I know it is in my best interest to stay away from things that I am not supposed to partake of. When I work, I really work. And I will tell you, over the past several weeks, I have really worked. I start counting up the hours. By the way, if you think that your pastor only works on Sunday morning, I want you to know that that is the enemy trying to sow a negative seed, a seed of division between you and your pastor. Your pastor carries a great deal of burden and concern for you, and is, you know, it, most pastors are working an exceptional amount of time. You know, I can be at home and in bed, and my mind is still carrying the load of the responsibility that I have. Hebrews chapter 13 was a verse that somebody shared with me, one of the men in our church. I mentioned it here on the radio program before, and it's just a real thing. So since most of you don't come to Merit Assembly of God, I thought I would share this with you, because it has a great deal of wisdom in it. And it says in verse number 17 of Hebrews chapter 13, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. And so your pastors are watching over your souls, and I can do that. I can be right now talking to you on the radio program and be praying for people in my church at the same period of time. I'm carrying those things. There are things that people text me and say, hey, would you pray for this? I got a job interview today. Pray for you know, this person that's sick or whatever. So those are things that are carrying with me. My cell phone stays right by my bed at night, and the people from the congregation, they can get a hold of me at just about any point in time. If they call and I happen to be on the radio or in a service, then I call them back as soon as I possibly can. But your pastors watch over. Our responsibility is to make sure that they are able to do their job of watching over our souls with joy. And it says that if that is not a reality that we create, that it would not be profitable for us. Now, I've got a presbyter and I've got a district superintendent that I know personally, and I want to make their job as easy as possible when it comes to watching over my soul. I spoke to on the floor of a business session at our national meeting here a few years ago, and I said, I've never been in a disciplinary hearing, and one of my lifelong goals is to not be in a disciplinary hearing. I want to stay off of the 6 o'clock news for all of the wrong reasons. I don't want to be a disgrace or anything like that. In other words, what I was telling my superintendent, my general superintendent, and my presbyter was this: I want to make your job as easy as possible. I don't want to create strife and discord in my marriage. I want to make your job as easy as possible. I don't want to be doing anything illegal or immoral or unconstitutional. I don't want to be doing anything unethical. I want to make your job as easy as possible. I want to bring a smile to your face whenever you think about watching over the ministry and the soul of Bob Arthurs. That's what I want. And so one of the ways that we can do that is making sure that we do not have anything in our life that has control over us other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, if it has control over you, you're a slave to that. Anything that you cannot stop doing, that means that you are addicted to it. And I've talked to you about some things here on the radio program before. If you can't stay off of Facebook, then you're addicted to Facebook. If you cannot stay off of your cell phone, if you can't actually put it away and put it down and not have anything to do with it, then it is an addiction. You know, they're actually talking about now that young kids who are still in the formation process, that they have actually started to develop deterioration in their neck, and they're calling it text neck or something along those lines, that the kids are spending so much time on their cell phones that and it keeps their head in a certain position, and such that they're now experiencing physical problems, nerve issues, and stuff like that. That's an addiction issue. You can be addicted to television. You can be addicted to food. You can be addicted to a gazillion different things. You see, the devil doesn't care which piece of bait that you bite on that will cause you to lose your inability to stop that behavior. He just wants you enslaved. That's all he does. He wants you a slave. He wants you to be a slave to unrighteousness so that you cannot be a servant of righteousness. And just because you're inside a body of believers, inside a church, does not mean that the devil has lost sight of you. He is looking to get you addicted to something. In my life, most of the time, it has not been substances, but it can be distractions. There was a time in my life when I was addicted to video games, and I say that I don't mean that in a light term. Anytime that it's controlling you, there's going to be an investment of time, but there can also be an investment of resources. And I didn't have a lot of resources, but I was using that as a way of relaxation and escape, and it might have seemed harmless. There are a lot of times that people can be addicted to substances. We talked a little bit about drug addiction. Listen, God does not want you addicted to things that are going to destroy you physically. I don't care what advocates say about drugs. I do care what God has to say about drugs. And that is this, that he wants you delivered. He wants you sober-minded, not living in a fantasy world, not looking for an escapism. I don't want that. I don't want anything controlling my mind other than me and the Holy Spirit. I want the Word of God ruling and reigning in my mind. And so I don't like it when I am in a place where I have an inability to control something. If not drugs, sometimes people are addicted to alcohol. That is not a good thing either. I just challenge you. Do a research. Look up and see how many people were arrested for DUI. There was a pretty high profile college athlete that just got arrested for driving while impaired. It wasn't called DWI or DUI in that particular state. It had a different abbreviation that it went by in that particular state. But all of a sudden, people started coming out and saying things like this: that was a very selfish thing to do. It was something that he should have taken into consideration. There's other high-profile athletes, and they check themselves into treatment facilities. Let me tell you one more time that Jesus is the deliverer. Jesus is the best deliverer. Let me tell you what it says here. It says they cannot cease from sin. In other words, it doesn't matter how much self-help they get, they are not going to be able to break that. But I do have good news for you, and I have hope for you, and I want to restore value to you, because Jesus restores value to addicted people. He sets them free from that addiction, and he replaces that with a love where they are not addicted to sin any longer. They are not addicted to destruction any longer. Instead, they are in love with Jesus Christ. And he sets people free from sin. That's what he does. And I'm so thankful that he does. And there's a scripture that says there's an anointing that breaks the yoke. There's an anointing that breaks the yoke. And some people, you know, whenever you look at that, you think of something that is taking place from an external angle, and it's coming and destroying it from the outside in. But if you actually study that and look at the word pictures that are described there in the Old Testament, you are going to find that actually it is something that was taking place inside the beast of burden, if you will, that was bringing the deliverance. And that was that animal was consuming nutritious food, and it wasn't starving anymore. And the more nutritious food that it partook on, the larger it became, the stronger that it became, the sleeker that it became. And pretty soon that yoke that had restrained it was no longer powerful enough. It shattered under the strength that was coming out of that person. I'm not talking about a self-help. I'm talking about the Word of God residing in your heart. I'm talking about becoming so enveloped in the atmosphere and in of the Holy Spirit that the presence of the living God rises up inside of you. I believe that once you have been set free from an addiction, you need to be running harder towards God than you were towards that addiction. So many times people just say, "Oh, thank God that I'm free." I want to remind you of this admonition in the scriptures, and that is this: flee from evil. Flee from evil. Run hard. Last Wednesday night, the boys that we minister to, they just were extremely wound up. I mean, they had lots and lots of energy. And we had tried to do a project, and it involved a lot of glue, and the glue just wouldn't dry fast, and it just did not go well. And so there was some frustration. And so I grabbed one of them, not in a literal sense, in a figurative sense, and said, "Hey, let's go race." And so we had an area in our property, and so we raced, and then somebody else said, "Oh, I want to race." And so I raced them as well. And then all of the boys wanted to race Pastor Bob. And it's like, "Oh, sure, after the you know, mid-50s guy runs a couple of races, now you want to race me when I'm nice and tired and everything." And so and some of those boys, they are really fast. They just left me in the dust. For us it is not about, you know, just running away from evil, but it is about pursuing righteousness and pursuing the heart of God. Today, if you find yourself and you have tried to quit either drugs or you've tried to quit alcohol, listen, from people that I've talked to, the most difficult thing, the most difficult substance to be delivered from for them wasn't the drugs, it wasn't the alcohol, it was the cigarettes. I've known people all my life, family members that battled that addiction, and I want you to know that once they got delivered, they were like, oh my goodness, I can't believe we were living in that atmosphere all of this time and we thought it was normal. Can I tell you today that addictions to sin, not being able to control your own behavior, and the devastating financial consequences and the health consequences, that's not God's normal for you. It's not his best for you. He wants to set you free. But when he sets you free, he's looking to replace destructive behavior with constructive behavior. He's looking to replace things that are tearing you down into replacing them with things that will build you up. Today, I want you to know that God wants to make you so strong, such a powerful child of God, that every shackle is broken. That today, he has a declaration for anybody battling addictions, and that is this: he wants to set you free. And so, I'll never forget that I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, and there have been a couple of times when people who were Green Bay Packers players, they had addictive personality, or they had addictions going on in their life, and it was devastating. But what made it even more difficult for me was that some of those people were professing Christians, and some of them had been elevated to the point of being on a speaking circuit and everything like that. I want to encourage you today, if you need help, if you need God's help to get set free, send us an email or call us and say, hey, I realize that God wants me set free. I want to ask Jesus to empower me so that I get free from these destructive behaviors. We can definitely come alongside and pray for you, pray with you, and ask that God will set you free. If you'd like information on places where you could go and they will help to disciple you to where you understand the Word of God and apply and live the Word of God on a daily basis, we can help you with that as well. We just want to see God restore individuals' value spiritually and relationally. And you are more valuable as a child of God than you are as a slave to sin. And so we just thank God that he wants to set you free. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you that there is not a stranglehold of sin that is so powerful and so strong that you cannot set the captives free. We ask that you would come right now in the name of Jesus, and that you would break every shackle, break every stronghold. Build us up in the Word of God, that we hide your Word in our heart, that we might not sin against you. God, I pray that we would know what you have created us for and what you've created us to do, and we give you the glory. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."